This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. On the final night of the 2015 legislative session, less than an hour before midnight, the West Virginia House of Delegates took a vote on a controversial piece of legislation, House Bill 2688. The forced pooling bill would have allowed gas companies to force West Virginia mineral owners in the Marcellus Shale region to sell their gas rights. In a dramatic turn of events, the bill failed on a tied vote, something that rarely happens at the State House. But as Ashton Mara reports, the new Republican majority isn't giving up on the measure.
For years, we've been fighting pooling proposals.
Tom Huber is a West Virginia farmer. Focusing mostly on fruit and small livestock, his Lewis County farm lies above something even more valuable, natural gas.
I was one of those people making the calls, don't support pooling and unitization.
Huber made those calls until about a year ago because he's more than just a farmer and a mineral owner. He's also the vice president of the West Virginia Royalty Owners Association, a group that lobbies lawmakers on behalf of mineral owners across the state. When lawmakers introduced legislation in the past that would force owners to sell their mineral rights to gas companies, Huber stood strongly against it. But he says right before the 2015 legislative session, things changed. Lawmakers brought royalty owners, surface owners, and gas companies together to negotiate a bill, the bill that failed on the final night of the session. Now, the state's Republican majority is calling this bill one of their top priorities for the 2016 session. Woody Ireland is the chair of the House Energy Committee.
This is an issue that's still on the mind of an awful lot of people, both mineral owners, surface owners, and the industry in general. So it's a topic that's not going to go away.
Forced pooling, or lease unitization as it's sometimes referred to, is a complicated thing. Under the 2015 bill, it would give natural gas companies the ability to force mineral owners into selling their rights under certain conditions. If the owner is within a designated unit and the gas company has lease agreements with owners of at least 80% of the acreage, the company can go to the State Oil and Gas Commission and ask for the holdout owner to be forced to sell.
There are good arguments for having pooling and unitization to prevent waste, to reduce the number of well pads needed to drain the acreage, to make sure that everybody gets their proportional share of the money. So we get that. But the bill had to have certain protections, we felt, for property owners, because you're asking property owners to basically give up the right to say no forever.
And Huber says in negotiations with the gas companies, he got those protections. The 2015 bill would protect any mineral owner or surface owner from being forced into having a well pad located on their property. It allows for an appeals process if the mineral owner isn't satisfied with the terms of his or her lease. And in the case of missing mineral owners, if they cannot be located within 5 years of the start of the well, their mineral rights are transferred to the surface owner. Republican lawmakers are expected to introduce an almost identical version during the 2016 session, a bill they say benefits land and mineral owners.
That's false.
Delegate Isaac Spinago was one of the most vigorous opponents of the bill during the 2015 session and says he still disagrees with it. He says forced pooling gives gas companies eminent domain, a power strictly reserved for governments in cases of public benefit.
At the end of the day, you may believe that economic development trumps individual property rights. And as long as there's claims of economic development and jobs, industry can come in and take private property rights. That's certainly one way to view it, and I certainly understand the people that side on that. For the rest of us, we believe the property rights trump that.
Huber and Ireland disagree. The West Virginia Royalty Owners Association has started a campaign of sorts to sway public opinion in favor of the bill. It began with a meeting in Charleston Monday, but will include multiple others throughout the Marcellus Shale region. The meetings allow people to ask questions about the bill and have their opinions heard, at least by Huber.
You know, people want to feel heard. They want to know they're heard, not just feel heard. And they want to make sure that we're not passing things, you know, in the dead of night, in secret, that are going to rob them.
Delegate Ireland says he's working with stakeholders to continue to improve the bill to ensure its passage during the 2016 session. There has been talk at the Capitol of a possible special session in September on the bill, but neither the Senate president nor the House Speaker's offices returned a request for comment. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.